Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Golden Ash, Chapter 6, Miss Given.
I drove to Abbotsford to meet with Cordelia Marchand, Nate Wilson's star client. Lee was right. It was a hell of a drive.
Please, have a seat. Can I get you anything?
I'm fine, thanks. Sorry I'm so late. Traffic was insane.
Oh, it always is. You know, they've been building that overpass for 2 years now. It's absurd. Best to take one or two exits earlier. You end up going through farmland, and the roads are a bit rougher, but if your tires can take it, it still ends up being quicker. Well, at least that's what Nate told me. I don't drive much.
What can you tell me about Nathan Wilson?
God, I owe him everything, really. He saw my potential, recognized what I had to offer. He was wonderful. Very generous with his time and accommodating of my eccentricities. Didn't mind driving out to meet in person, though if he was busy with other clients, we would meet over Skype to save time. I know he loved his family. He spoke of them often. I know Julie could give him trouble sometimes. He gave me some wonderful ideas. I can't believe he's gone. What a senseless tragedy.
Were you close?
Yes. I'd like to think so. Maybe that was just his way, very attentive, a gracious listener. I wouldn't say I knew his family well, though I had met Andrea and Julianne on several occasions.
What do you think of Andrea?
What did I think of Andrea? Well, just between us, if you've read my novel Miss Given, you might notice that one of the characters is loosely based on Mrs. Wilson. Don't tell. She'd hate me more than she already does. Nate thought it was hilarious. The secret was safe, he said, because Andrea wasn't the type to pick up one of my books. She'd be none the wiser.
Andrea mentioned you were branching out, trying your hand at a new genre?
Yes. YA fiction. It was Nate's idea, actually. We had been discussing trends. I thought it was past its peak. The market had become oversaturated, you know. He kept insisting I could revitalize it with a mash-up of genres. John Green meets Suzanne Collins. It's still a work in progress. But in the broadest sense, it is a Cinderella story in a world where love is discouraged for the greater good.
Who came up with the concept? Was it you or Nate?
It was Nate. He was exceptional at coming up with ideas, but he couldn't write for tuppence. This one is really ours. Though I'm writing it, it wouldn't exist without him. I'm still rather in shock that he'll never get to read it. But now, more than ever, I know I have to finish it. For him. Do you understand?
Where were you on the evening of October 24th?
I was in Seattle. For a writers' conference all of last week. In the evening, I was at a private party. I flew back as soon as I heard the news about Nate.
Must have been hard.
He wasn't just my agent. He was a dear friend.
Were you and Mr. Wilson having an affair?
I beg your pardon?
I have to ask.
No. No, we were not.
Did you ever?
No. He was a shameless flirt, but that was just part of his personality. Really, he was harmless. I certainly would not have gone down that road. He was married.
Did he ever confide in you about any relationship he may have been having outside of his marriage?
No. Do you have any other deeply offensive questions you'd like to ask me about my recently deceased colleague?
If I do, can I give you a call?
Goodbye, detective.
Would I be out of line to ask for a signed copy of Storm in the Desert of My Heart?
Goodbye, detective.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.